This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. Welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope we can talk about those things with you. If you haven't bailed out of town and for the holiday weekend, you know, Christmas Day, the birth of our Savior, we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the 25th of December every year, at least most of us do. And that takes place on Tuesday, that celebration. Of course, go to any shopping mall and you will see that people are in a festive mood for the most part, at least here in Maryland. We hope you are listening. It is a rough day out there. I wouldn't be fishing today if I were you. I wouldn't. Well, I mean, you can go deer hunting if you're in a ground blind or something like that. But if you're in a tree stand, man, you're going to suffer. You are going to suffer. I was out yesterday and that stuff. I spent the day in the part of the day, a couple hours in a ground blind yesterday afternoon. I saw two deer walk while I was walking in, and they were hightailing it out of there. And I had wind and snow in my face. It was brutal, and it's going to be brutal this morning in that wind. So if you're waterfowl hunting especially, I hope you're in a pit somewhere in the middle of the field. I hope the birds fly for you. Certainly got enough wind out there to keep them moving. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. You are welcome to call. We will be giving a muzzleloader away next Saturday. That will be the, 29th? Is that what that is? I believe somewhere. Is it 29th next week? Yeah, we'll be giving them our last muzzleloader of the year away from CVA, fine folks at CVA. Hopefully those past winners have received theirs. And to get in the contest to win that muzzleloader, you simply call the radio show, give us your name and phone number. That would be Brian. Give Brian Farlow, our producer, your phone number, and he will be more than glad to record that. You simply go on the air and say hi. I mean, if you have a topic you'd like to talk about, that's fine, too. But if you just want to say, hi, I want to get in the contest, that's good. You can also enter the contest online by emailing me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I will also tell you that if you would like the transcript, actually the link to this transcript of the National Rifle Association speech, I'll be more than glad to send that to you, Wayne LaPierre. I don't know that Wayne LaPierre knows who I am. But Wayne and I had our pictures taken together in an event a couple years ago. It's on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. Simply send me an email, and I will send you the link to that speech. You can download the PDF of his 13-page speech that was quite a stem winder yesterday. I watched part of the press conference and got a couple of emails afterwards from gun owners who thought that he did a great job. Wayne LaPierre is the... I'm not sure what his title is with the NRA, but he's one of the top executives. I don't know if he's the executive director, but I believe that's his title. And Wayne came out with a speech yesterday that that was pretty tremendous. I've tried to talk to folks at the NRA. As of Thursday, there were only three people in the building at NRA headquarters that would actually speak to the media. And then the press conference yesterday. So I don't know if that's that has changed or not. I do know that memberships are up dramatically in the past week, And that, in my opinion, is a good thing. If you remember what I said to you very distinctly last week, I said, you got to do a couple of things. You got to join a pro-gun organization. If you're a gun owner and you don't belong to one, you need to belong to one. There's one here in Maryland called Maryland Shall Issue, which is a wonderful organization. It keeps you very informed. There is the National Rifle Association. There is Gun Owners of America, and there are others. And the second thing I said was to pucker up, because it is going to be a battle. You've seen this already. You have seen this in light of the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. You have seen this on the news if you've paid the least bit of attention. Front page news of the Baltimore Sun the other day. We've got a whole new passel of legislation going into our General Assembly to try to regulate firearms even further here in Maryland, one of the most restrictive states in the country. Our governor's little photo was on there. I did not read the article. I didn't need to read the article. But there will be more discussions of, quote, assault rifle bans and so forth. I am not of the mindset that I need to, that I think, people need to be panicked. I am of the mindset that people need to be educated. I was at dinner last night, having a very enjoyable dinner at a Mexican restaurant. I happened to be in Frederick. And there was a table of school teachers behind us who were engaged in light conversation, and all of a sudden it turned to tragedy. And I could not hear the lady with her back to me. The one lady who appeared to be Hispanic seemed to be doing a lot of the talking, and she was the oldest of the three. But the third grade teacher said something very, very telling about what our society knows about firearms. She said, "I don't know why anybody needs a military rifle." To me, when a person who has a college degree, when a person who is allegedly intelligent is ignorant about firearms, that's because they're ignorant about firearms. They just do not know. So if you'd like to talk about firearms, we'll be more than glad to talk about them. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty. I don't want to get into 10-round, 20-round, 30-round clips. I don't want to get into cosmetics of, quote, assault rifles. But we do have excerpts from the Wayne LaPierre cut. We will play those sporadically throughout the show. We'll try to mix in a little Christian Christmas music and hopefully have a good, entertaining show today. If you'd like to talk about it, we'll talk about it. But I'd rather talk about hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. That's your call. You can drive the bus today. I'm just here. Terry in White Marsh, good morning. Terry, you're up.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Terry.
I just wanted to call and thank you so much for doing your show. I enjoy every episode immensely, and I hope you continue doing it for years to come.
Well, I hope so.
And maybe you're grooming one of your grandsons to take over.
Well, one of them's two. He can barely put two sentences together, but I don't know. Maybe he'll be the one. The other one is 13. He doesn't like to talk much, so we'll see what happens. Huh?
That may change when he becomes an experienced seasoned hunter and fisherman.
Now, my granddaughter, who I don't know that she would ever become a hunter, but she likes to talk. She, as my dad used to tell me or ask me, he would look at me when I'd be chatting along. He'd look at me and he'd say, "Were you vaccinated with a phonograph needle?"
That's a good one. I like that, yeah.
So.
But, hunting and fishing and just plain shooting, they're so much fun. And
they are fun.
When you get the grandkids involved in it, it's even more so.
That's true. All right. Well, all right, man. We spent last Saturday afternoon in a deer stand, and it was kind of quiet. We watched three deer run by as we were walking in, couldn't tell what they were, got in the stand. You know, hopefully they would circle back. They were only 150 yards from us, but it got dark on us, and no hint of any deer in the area. So, but it's been one of those seasons, so...
Yeah, well, you know what they say, a bad day in the woods is better than a good day at work.
That's true. So, look, I'm not complaining. I've got two in the freezer of my own. Jacob shot a six-point the first day, so I'm happy with that. My lady that I'm mentoring up in Frederick, Laura, she bagged one and delivered that yesterday, the processed meat to her, so they have many more meals to come with the harvest of her season, so we're all good.
Oh, very good.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, Alan. Take
Merry
care
Christmas, Terry.
Carry on.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Let's talk to John, North Carolina. Morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. How's your season?
Highs and lows.
Highs and lows?
Yeah, just like anything.
I hear you. Yeah.
Never as good as you want it to be, but some parts are outstanding.
Exactly right. That's how you got to look at it.
So. Yeah. Wanted to wish you mostly a Merry Christmas. My annual phone call when I on a Saturday morning.
That's fine, yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And always good to hear from you, exactly. So are you ready for the holiday? I have some more Christmas shopping to do yet. I'm a last-minute, always have been last-minute kind of guy, but...
No, I've finished whatever I'm going to do.
You're all done, huh?
Yeah, whatever's going to get done, got done.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yes, sir.
With the gun control, the one thing I learned through all those years of working the political end,
yes,
those people cannot be educated because they will not listen. They don't. They already have their minds made up.
Oh, of course.
I don't think I ever accomplished a damn thing.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Hopefully we can reach a few people. I will tell you that I've had discussions with women who have small children who are not anti-gun, let's put it that way, and they understand. I mean, they really understand, and it is a mental health issue. And you know, I hear this, there are no resources out there for people who are mentally challenged or have these issues. Pick a religious denomination, pick one, and Google Methodist mental health, Google Presbyterian mental health, Google Lutheran mental health, Google Catholic mental health. You will see that there is an abundance of help for people who want help.
I've not been a big supporter of Wayne LaPierre. I think he's not a very good spokesman frequently.
Did you listen to his speech yesterday?
I listened to most of it.
All right. And?
However, I completely agree. The problem we have is cultural. It's beyond just even mental health.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, these things didn't happen before 1938 when anybody could buy a fully automatic gun. They didn't happen before 1968 when you could have one mailed to your house.
Right.
They only happen now. Well, what has changed? And what has changed is this is not the same country I grew up in.
You are absolutely right.
You know, he had it right. We train them to be murderers with the video games. We show them your 18,000 standard murders on TV, whether in movies or whether on the news. If it bleeds, it leads. It's really the media's creation.
We have a culture in the African American community of young African American men who promote the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And pull into any convenience store with a radio blasting next to you, and it's thousands of times a day in our inner cities. And you will hear the type of culture that our children are listening to and how they have been desensitized to care for human life.
That's right. There is no value attributed to it.
Exactly. And it's not just the African American community. It is people who think that these entertainers are heroes in some way.
Right. They're not. They're just singers.
Yep.
If you call it that.
Yep.
the one thing I learned by living in the hinterlands is poverty is not just an urban black problem.
Exactly. Hold on, John. I mean, yeah, hold on, John. We have a surprise for you.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I called to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Guess who's on the other line?
Yeah, I know.
Can you guys say hello to each other?
Hey, Mark. John. How are you?
Good. You?
Good. Alan, it's not really just a coincidence. I mean, Christmas happens once a year.
Yeah, I know. And you guys seem to call in right there before Christmas, which is great. And you've been doing it for years, and I appreciate
very
that.
Well.
Now, you two guys, I don't know if you've heard this before in your life, but you sound similar.
Oh, I know we do.
Yeah, we look a lot alike, too.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. that's funny.
Yeah, well, one thing nice about calling in together is the callers know we're not cheating and calling twice in the same morning.
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah.
So, well,
now, you got me into this whole deer hunting thing. Mark never took it up.
I know.
Not yet.
I know. That's
yeah,
all right.
Still time.
There's
yeah.
still time, and you guys have been, I know you've been active supporters of gun rights and that type of thing, and I always appreciate talking to you guys. So
yeah,
very good.
Well, it's mutual. I'll tell you, we're very grateful for your show.
Yeah, we try. Thank you.
Years of entertainment.
Years of entertainment. That's right. Exactly right. So, all right, guys. You have
well,
a
listen,
great... You
have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. I hope New Year's next year is better for all of us.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. We've got Ron in Sykesville, Kirk in Baltimore, and we do have to take a short break. And I apologize for that, but it's I'm up against the clock. It is the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can win an African safari. You can meet their special guest, Razor Dobbs. You will find a truckload of fishing tackle and seminars covering everything on fishing from the Chesapeake Bay to the African safari to big game specialists to premier gun experts, light tackle fishing on the bay for striped bass, and much more. The tickets are on sale at Outdoors Sportsman Expo, M-A-N. Let me read that again. Outdoor SportsmanExpo.com. You can get your tickets there online if you like and check out all the features of the show. But again, it's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo coming up right here in Maryland, right down the road at the Showplace Arena, beautiful facility in Upper Marlboro, and that's January 11th, 12th, and 13th. We will be there with a booth, so you're welcome to. Welcome to visit. And also, if you are a business owner and would like to exhibit your business to thousands of avid sportsmen, you may do that too. There are well over 100 hunting, fishing, and boating and outdoor specialists will be there. And they are promoting it well as far as advertising and promotion. So hopefully you can get a good spot. There are a few left. Go to that website again, OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived there at Pete's Cycle right now. Just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Don't miss the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Pete's Cycle. You can get all the details at PeteCycle.com. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Unique analysis on local, national, and international developments on the Tom Marr Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk to Kirk in Baltimore, then Ron in Sykesville. Sorry for the wait, guys. Good morning, Kirk. You still with us?
Yes, here. Here.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I have a question for you.
I will try.
Let's see if you have the same problem that I have. Do you have a particular rod, reel, rifle, pistol that you have an attachment for? Because I've used the same rod. I got it for Christmas over 50 years ago. J.C. Higgins, 6.5-foot fiberglass. Every time I use it, it's clean, goes back into its compartmentalized bag, back into the aluminum tube. I have a Mitchell 300. I got it at the same time. It always is used with that outfit. Wherever I go, it goes with me. All the equipment that I have, anything new comes on the market over the year, I had to have it. I know so many of the rods are superior to that one, and yet that one goes wherever I go. Every single great fish, freshwater, light salt water that I've taken that's mounted has been taken by that rod and reel. Why do I have such an attachment to that? I have the same thing as far as I have some really nice rifles and shotguns, pistols over the years. The one that I like the best, that I constantly take out of the case and look at, is a J.C. Higgins semi-automatic 22 long rifle with a 4-power scope. It's never failed, never has a problem, still works perfectly, and yet I know that there are superior pieces of equipment, but these are the things that I don't know. I just, like I said, I don't go anywhere without taking that.
As far as a favorite, as far as fishing tackle is concerned, I am like you. I've had so much over the years. And I got to tell you, I don't have a favorite when it comes to that. As far as hunting rifles are concerned, I have a favorite deer rifle. I only have two shotguns for deer hunting. only. Some people only have none, but I only have two. I am hard pressed to decide between the two when I come to a management hunt or whatever it might be. Last year, I took all five deer with a shotgun. I took all five deer with a single shot shotgun, and very accurate, and enjoyed it. This year, I'm carrying the pump. But that's okay. As far as a favorite deer rifle, yes, I do have a favorite rifle, and it is my Ruger. What is it? 77. It's a 270 Winchester, and it's got a 3-9 Leopold scope on it. It is extremely accurate. It has been extremely accurate since I bought it nearly 30 years ago. And I've taken many, many deer with it, and I took my first buck with that rifle, and so I am very yeah. I took my first buck when I was 28 years old, 28 or 29. But yeah, and I have enjoyed using that rifle because it just fits me to a T. Other firearms I use, I'm comfortable with. I've taken deer with them, but nothing like that particular rifle. As far as that fishing rod is concerned, you know, I've had many, but I have many. And it, again, depends on the situation, whether I'm going for, you know, whether what I'm going for, I guess is the way it works. I don't make a regular habit of going on a regular basis, or I would have a particular favorite rod. Now, again, when I was a kid, you know, one fishing rod, I'm going to the lake, I'm going bass fishing, I'm going to be wading, you know, I knew which one that was. And as of today, I can't tell you which one that was. I don't even know what rod and reel it was. So it's not no emotional attachment to fishing tackle. But
were there shotguns, Mossbergs?
No, sir.
No, not Mossbergs.
I own one shotgun, one Mossberg. I owned one Mossberg. I shot my first buck in Maryland with a Mossberg that a guy loaned me. I went out and consequently bought one, and I did not like the rattle in the forearm. The pump shotgun tended to rattle in the 500. And
that's the one.
Yeah, so I sold that gun. And you know what I'm talking about as far as the forearm.
Well, it has the interchangeable barrels, and that's, I don't know if that causes a...
I don't know, but I sold that shotgun to a friend, and I think he shot a deer with it, if I remember right. I don't remember, but that's when I bought the Remington at Clyde's, by the way. One of our sponsors, and I've had that Remington and been very successful with it ever since.
It's just a thing about, I don't know what it is, because the rod, I know the carbon sticks and this kind of, they're superior.
Oh, yeah.
Rod, but it's still, that has to be a...
if you like the rod, and yeah. And the other emotional attachment you have to something like that is how successful you've been with it.
Well, that's the thing. It's always, that's the one that I've been using when I would catch anything, and it was
sure.
Just a... But there are times when I would go play where it'd be guides and whatever, and I would take that out, and you could they take a look at it like, when you have this other equipment, what are you bringing this thing out?
That's right. I'm with you.
And that Mitchell 300, I don't know what it is about. It never have a problem with that with that reel. It's just an unbelievable little piece of equipment. It's just that never have a problem. By any chance, that rifle you talked about, was that a gift or did you buy that?
No, that let me tell you how that happened real briefly. My dad brought back from World War II a German broom handle 30 caliber Mauser pistol, semi-automatic pistol, and he gave it to me when I was young. And I shot it a few times. I had some work done on it, and it was not my style. Wish I had it now, but I took it to a gun shop and I traded it on a 125th anniversary 45 revolver in the presentation box and the, you know, all the documentation and that type of thing, limited edition firearm, you know, and it looked to me like a fair trade. It was a 45 revolver, really pretty. I think it was Smith & Wesson, if I remember right. But anyway, probably should never have sold that. So I took that to a gun dealer and I traded it on a complete deer rifle, and from, you know, complete deer rifle deal, the rifle, the sling, the box of ammo, the Leopold scope, and all that. And I said to my dad, I traded your gun. He said, I don't care. I said, I got this pistol, and then I traded the pistol on this rifle, and the rifle is going to serve me far more than that pistol ever would. So, you know, my dad's World War II legacy is up in a gun shop somewhere in Pennsylvania or somewhere. The commemorative, you know, 45 handgun is somewhere else, and I've got my deer rifle, and I'm still using it today. So I'm happy with all that.
That's a good story. So. That's a good. At least when you attach a story like that to the weapon, it makes it a better thing. It
really, exactly.
It really does.
Yep.
So. But like I said, I don't know. Over the years, it's just I'm just sad when I look at the things and I can't use them the way I used to and whatever.
Yep.
And it's just it just really bothers me that it's not not being used anymore. And
Well, you've got plenty to pass on to that grandson.
Well, I'd say I would hope that he would take it up because no one else in the family ever did, and I don't know why the lightning hit me in the face, but
well, you know, that's the way it goes. I had many cousins and you know, uncles that hunted and nobody. Well, there's one or two other cousins I think that hunt, but that's it. So. Kirk, my friend, you have a very nice Christmas.
You also, and you take care, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Always like to talk to Kirk. Morning, Ron. Are you still with me in Sykesville?
Yeah, sure, Alan.
Hey, Crabber Ron. How you doing, buddy?
Crabber Ron, yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and enjoy your show. I haven't talked to you for a while. This gun law, I mean, it's... This stuff that the president's going for, it just drives me nuts. You know, they jump on this bandwagon after something happens, and, you know,
yeah,
it just drives me crazy.
And it wouldn't matter if everything they proposed were true. Somebody is going who has murderous intent is going to carry out their act.
Yep.
And, you know... we were talking the other day, the mother of a 4-year-old and I were talking, and we started talking about the spiritual aspect of this thing. And I said, you know, these people that hear voices in their heads, I said, how come the voices never, you know, tell you to call your grandmother and tell her you love her or, you know, buy your wife some flowers?
Right.
You know, that's not what the voices tell you. So, you know, where the voices come from, you don't make them up, I don't believe. And I think that there's an aspect to this that is so overlooked by most that just breaks my heart. But, you know.
Yep.
So.
But these politicians, you know.
Well, the politicians, you know, we elect them to do our will. And they don't.
No.
And we don't care. We just put them in there, and hey, they come around. You know, they come around every couple years, and they throw a little crab feast, or they have a little party, you know, and they only charge you $100 to eat crabs or oysters or pit beef sandwiches, and you know, they come around, smile at you, shake your hand, and
yep.
I'm for you, buddy, you know, and you send them to Annapolis, and you look at what they do, and you go, and people. Don't even pay attention to their own elected representatives and how they vote. You know, they just shake their head, and then they blame it on the governor or somebody, you know?
I agree.
So, got to pay attention, brother.
Yep.
Hey, Ron, have a nice Christmas.
You too, Alan.
All right, you having crabs for Christmas?
I've had them before.
All right, buddy.
I'd rather have them than turkey.
I hear you. Okay, buddy. Thanks, Ronnie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there goes Ron.
People that are so deranged, so evil, so possessed by voices and driven by demons that no sane person can ever possibly comprehend them. They walk among us every single day. And does anybody really believe that the next Adam Lanza isn't planning his attack on a school he's already identified at this very moment? How many more copycats are waiting in the wings for their moment of fame from a national media machine that rewards them with wall-to-wall attention and a sense of identity that they crave while provoking others to try to make their mark? Dozen more killers, 100? More? How can we possibly even guess how many, given our nation's refusal to create an active national database of the mentally ill? The fact is this, that wouldn't even begin to address the much larger, more lethal criminal class, killers, robbers, rapists, gang members, who have spread like cancer in every community across our nation. Meanwhile, while that happens, federal gun prosecutions have decreased by 40% to the lowest levels in a decade. So now, due to a declined willingness to prosecute dangerous criminals, violent crime is increasing again for the first time in 19 years.
Hey, why don't you join me at Clyde Sports Shop and check out their hunting specials this year. I'm talking about Browning shotguns. They've got the BPS Hunter, the best pump shotgun available. It's got bottom injection. Comes in 12, 16, 20, 28, and 410 calibers. Three choke tubes come with each shotgun. Then there's the Max, a semi-automatic shotgun. It's an autoloader shotgun. It's waterfowl hunting perfection. It comes in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. A new powered drive gas system reduces recoil, and it's available in Mossy Oak duck blind camo. The X-Bolt rifle, extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection, all standard magnum and short magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, and don't forget the new Satori Sporting for an over-and-under shotgun. Check out the Satori. Perfect blend of beauty and performance, 5 Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, a Vector Pro length enforcing cones, and a Field Model 725 is also available. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You can reach them at 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They do handle all firearms for home protection and every aspect of your shooting sports.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, it's the Outdoor Sportsman Expo coming up January 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Showplace Arena at Upper Marlboro, Maryland. The Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. That's the website, too, OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com. All kinds of things to do, plenty of equipment, fishing and hunting. Gun experts are going to be there, African outfitters, all types of exhibitors to tickle your fancy, so to speak, and you can win an African safari. The special guest is TV host Razor Dobbs of Razor Dobbs Alive. He's going to be there Saturday and Sunday. You can meet Razor, shake his hand, and say hi. It's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. Again, the Showplace Arena, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, January 12th, and January 13th. Visit the website for more details, OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Grant, is that who you said? Okay. Let's talk to Charles. Morning, Charles.
Good morning, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, my friend. Same to you.
I have an interesting story about Wolf Brom. Wolf Brom was the head of the German Air Force under Goering, and he became a patient of mine. It was tough treating a German after the Second World War, and I asked him to rebuild my Enfield rifle and put a scope on it and a cushion for the butt so that the recoil wouldn't be so strong. At any rate, he did that for me, and I was surprised that the United States government brought him to Baltimore. He was the head of Bendix, and they gave him 100 acres in off of Bel Air Road so he could do his deer hunting. And they gave him all these perks, and I got very involved with him with hunting, and he was a great hunter. And I wanted to remind the public, with the death of these children, that the book to read, which is a very small book, which was written, is called Reverence for Life. And that book it was one of the great inspirations in my life.
That was Schweitzer, right?
That was Albert Schweitzer, right. I met him. And I'll tell you the story sometime. We didn't get along. He thought I came there to help him, and I told him I just came to visit him.
Oh, that was nice.
And he didn't like it, and yeah. I was leaving. Yeah. I stayed there a couple weeks.
Sure.
But Wolf Brom rebuilt my Enfield rifle. He put a scope on it and a cushion for the butt, and it was quite a rifle. It's an old time. I think it's from the Second World War.
Wow. Wow.
That was an interesting story.
Yes, it was an interesting story. You're always interesting, Charles. You, again, are the most interesting man in the world, not that guy on the beer commercial.
And you stir up my life, because I don't think of these things for decades, and I'm listening to your show, and these things are just coming to the surface.
Wonderful.
You're my hunting experience now, because I'm old, and I want to join your contest.
You are in, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Hey, I did spend a day in the duck blind with a couple of fellas. My buddy Keith from up in Cecil County came to Queen Anne's County, and we had a wonderful day duck hunting in the blind there. And we were with Hammer Hollow Outfitters. I want to give those guys a shout out. A new group. They've got deer hunting, they've got geese, they've got ducks, they've got turkey, they've got a number of farms that they've got. They've been pretty successful this year. And Hammer Hollow Outfitters caters to families and women, experienced or novices, wanting to learn how to hunt. They're out of Centerville, and they do have a website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com. And Brian Doyle showed up in the blind. He was working, but he did come in to see how we were doing. And Ken Kirchner and his son KJ were the guys that took us out. We had a very nice day in the blind. We shot some ducks. We had a lot of fun and joked around, and it was a great time among friends. So shout out to Hammer Hollow Outfitters, Ken Kirchner, KJ, and Brian Doyle. If anybody's interested, just shoot me an email, and I'll give you the contact information for those guys. Hammer Hollow, good guys, good farms, good hunting, good duck blind. Like that, that's for sure. So, hey, the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000, $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right, financing as low as 2.99%. And rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, powerful rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
And by the way, Real Trees and the bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, will be at the Great American NRA Hunting and Outdoor Show in Frederick.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
out of sleep. That was so wonderful. Wayne LaPierre on our society.
And here's another dirty little truth that the media try their best to conceal. There exists in this country, sadly, a callous, corrupt, and corrupting shadow industry that sells and stows violence against its own people. Through vicious, violent video games with names like Bulletstorm, Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat, and Splatterhouse. And here's one. It's called Kindergarten Killers. It's been online for 10 years. How come my research staff can find it and all of yours couldn't or didn't want anyone to know you had found it? We have blood-soaked films out there like American Psycho, Natural Born Killers, that are aired like propaganda loops on splatter days and every single day. 1,000 music videos, and you all know this, portray life as a joke, and they portray murder as a way of life. And then they all have the nerve to call it entertainment. But is that what it really is? Isn't fantasizing about killing people as a way to get your kicks really the filthiest form of pornography?
Wayne LaPierre, National Rifle Association. Hey, folks, we're coming to the end of the hour. I'd like to tell you about my buddy Sean Mann at SeanMann.com. However, we may run out of time before I get to tell you all the details. But just keep in mind that if you would like to have some of the finest waterfowl calls that are made in the country, they're made right here in Maryland at SeanMann.com. Now, if you'd like to book a hunt with Sean, either in Canada next year or maybe even during this season if he has some openings, you can call 800-345-4539, 800-345-4539, or log on to SeanMann.com. Right there in Talbot County, Sean is a World Goose Calling Champion and Champion of Champions, and he's got the call business. SeanMann.com, friend of mine, hunted with him, he can bring those